Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March 27th. The grains overnight, we had May corn down 2.25 cents at 640 3/4. May wheat down 4.5 cents at 684. And May beans up 4.75 cents at 1433. Market was a little overdone in the corn and the wheat on Friday, backing off a little bit here. Beans, you know, we've had a pretty good sell-off. The market was a little oversold, a little bit of a reversal day here last week. And it looks like we can maybe move to a little bit higher prices, but the funds are still long. 90,000 beans and 110,000 meal. We'll see if they want to blow out of those positions before the report. Obviously, the big news this week will be the USDA numbers at the end of the week on Friday, where we'll get the acres and the stocks. Farm futures came out and corn acres at 87.8 million acres. That's well down from what most guesses are. And the soybeans up higher than most are guessing at 89.6. We'll see what the averages come out here during the week. But I think corn will be higher than that. I think beans will be lower than what they're predicting. We've had a lot of snow and expected to get a lot of snow in South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. It's already pretty well snow packed up there. We need some warmer weather to melt this stuff and some rains. But, you know, it's still awful early and it's still the very far north. So it doesn't give me that much concern for the time being, but we do want to see it warm up there. Obviously, we've had a lot of rains in the south with the tornadoes and the bad weather there, but we really won't know where we stand until we see plantings on the weekly progress reports, which should start coming out next Monday. This week we'll have inspections at 10 o'clock today. We'll get a better look at the wheat crop at around 3 o'clock. But really, most everybody's going to be watching what's going to happen to the funds went out before the reports on Friday. You know, we've had a hard sell-off here. I wouldn't be pressing the short side down here, but you know, there is still certainly some risk in the beans and the meal out here with the funds still long. So, you know, overall, I think heading into this week, it's going to be a little bit of a choppy trade. If we hear any new rumors out there, they'll tend to sway the market one way or another. But I think we'll see people selling rallies in beans, buying breaks in corn, and I think that's fairly reasonable out here. We did have a sale this morning, 113,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. I don't think that's the Chinese, but we'll see. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.